Parak Dalad Mishnah Gimel Hanotel Zaysim Min Hamaitan Tovel Echad Echad Bamelech VeOchel. Again, we're talking about Malicha to be Koveya for Meiser. So if you take olives out of a basket for Achilas Arai, you're allowed to dip one by one individually into salt and to eat them, because Malicha is only Koveya for Meiser if you're Koveya several olives together. But one by one is going to be mutter, even though you salted them. However, in malach v'nasan lefanav chayav. However, if you salted several olives and then put them all together, then that's chayav, because then the olives are mitstarev, and in such a case, the malicha is koveya for meiser. Again, individual malicha is not koveya, but if you salt several olives and then put them together, then that is koveya for meiser. Rabbi Lezer adds a caveat. Rabbi Lezer Omer min hamaitan hatahor chayev umin hatame pater neshu maaser es hamosar. When is it chayev in maaser? When is this malicha, the tziruf of salted olives, when is that koveya for maaser? Rabbi Lezer says only when the maitan is tahar, and the Mefarshim add, and the person who took them out is tame. In other words, the person was mitame the olives, in which case those olives cannot be returned to the Maitan, so therefore they are mitzaref outside of the Maitan. There is tziruf of the olives outside, and therefore they are chayiv in Meiser. However, if all the olives were tame originally, so by the tame person removing them, he was not mitame them yet. He was not mitame them right now. They had been tame previously, and therefore they can be returned to the Maitan. And therefore, there is no tziruf, it's not considered a tziruf outside of the Maitan, and therefore the Malicha is not koveya for Meiser. Mishnah Dalid, Shosim al Hagas, Bein al Hachamin, Bein al Hatzonein, Pater, Divri Reb Meir, drinking wine from straight from the wine press, Bein al Hachamin, whether you diluted the wine with hot water, Bein al Hatzonein, whether you diluted the wine with cold water, Pater, according to Reb Meir, because such a drinking from the wine press is not considered a shtias keva, it's considered shtias arai. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadok mechayev. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadok is mechayev. He holds that such a shtia is considered a shtias keva, and therefore you're chayev in trumus and maestros. V'chachamim omrim al hachamin chayev, v'al hatzonein potter. If you diluted the wine with hot water, then you're chayev to take maeser. But with cold water, you are not chayev to take meiser. And the Mefarshim explain, because if you diluted the wine only with cold water, then you can still return it to the gat. However, if you diluted it with hot water, you will not. There is no chance that you will return it to the gat, because it might spoil some of the other wine. So therefore, if you diluted it with hot water, that's considered a shtias keva. If you diluted it only with cold water, which you can then return to the gas, that's not considered a shtias keva, that's only a shtias arai, and in such a case, you were not koveya the wine for trumus and maestros.